latitude, longitude, and geospatial data. Every place on Earth can be found using the coordinates of latitude and longitude. These coordinates are shown on maps. Imaginary lines. Latitude and longitude are two of the most basic terms in all of geography. To understand them, you need to think of Earth as a globe. Then you need to think of the globe as being divided into lots of little sections. Some go east, some go west, some go north, some go south. Latitude and longitude can be shown as imaginary lines running around the Earth. They are used to identify where we are. Latitude. These are the lines that run across the globe. The latitude that runs through the middle of the Earth is given the number 0 degrees and is called the equator. The latitude line at the north and south poles is given the number 90 degrees. Longitude. These vertical, up and down lines around the Earth meet at the poles and are widest apart at the equator. 0 degrees longitude is in Greenwich, England. The degrees continue 180 degrees east and 180 degrees west of the 0 degree line. Where they meet in the Pacific Ocean is called the International Date Line. Every point on the Earth has its own latitude and longitude coordinates. What is geospatial data? Everybody and everything is somewhere. The where is a location on the ground. A map shows where things on the ground are. Every day we use and collect information about where things are. This is called location-based information, or geospatial data. Geo, meaning the Earth. Spatial, meaning space, the space around us. Data means a group of facts, for example, numbers, words, measurements, or records of what we see. Everybody and everything is somewhere. Why do you think it is important to know the exact location of things? I wonder what might be available in the future to help find the exact location of things.